You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists. The true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
Always being over there, just sitting in the corner, hiding,
looking
not saying
your
anything.
Bestiality porn.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm wondering why the FBI is kicking down my door.
He's the one over here talking about moose fuckers.
That's true. Hey, welcome back to Empathica Radio. Oh, man. Have we got an episode for you? Is that a good radio voice?
Yeah, I like it.
You like that? Start talking like that all the time?
Sunday.
What the hell was that?
You go in there and
fucking
hit him.
I'm going to. Messing up our episode. What's our playlist look like today, Brennan? Who do we got to this week?
Oh, looks like we got a song by Grave Huffer, song by The Broken Company, something by The Ailments. I got one by Shred Bundy, and
That's
Missiles of October, and also Necro Abortion.
Yes.
Good name also.
Yes. Sure. Brennan, I wanted to talk to you about this.
Yes.
I think me and Travis already talked about those at work. So we went and seen Destroyer 666.
That is true.
And Watain.
Yes.
Now, did you hear that shortly after
Yes.
our show, we went and seen him in Kansas City. Shortly after in San Francisco?
I don't remember where.
I think. It was in California for sure, but I think it was San Francisco on their dates. The club they were supposed to play at said, we do not want Destroyer 666 playing here, for something they had said in the past. Like, pretty recent past.
like yesterday.
Yeah. So Watain said, fuck you. We'll go to a different club.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. They said, we play with them or we don't play at all. So they said, fuck you. We're going to a different club. Another club said, come on over.
Yeah.
Show just... shop swap venues.
Right.
So I was like, oh God, what now? Since there is a huge attack on the black metal scene right now. What are they mad about? So apparently they played some festival, I think. And it was in Europe somewhere. And there is a new group. I say new because I've just heard of them. Maybe they've been around a while. I don't know. I guess it was sponsored by this group, but it's like some kind of women's rights, but like some metal women's rights.
Like a Me Too thing?
Yes, but for metal, girls in the metal. I guess they say...
Why does it got to be so specific?
Because it's just the way it is today, bro. So apparently women are pissed that... Well, I mean, they have the right to be pissed about this. I mean, wrong. When they go to a show, they... Like, guys... grope them or do whatever, which I've been to hundreds and hundreds of shows. I've never fucking seen that, but I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
You've done it, but you haven't.
Correct.
Seen it.
I never watched it. But so, I mean, don't get me wrong. If it's happening, it shouldn't happen. Just keep right. your fucking hands to yourself. But to me, this organization is more, it's just another spinoff, another branch off of that Me Too thing.
And by the way, women only get groped at like metal concerts. They don't. It never happens at like a rap concert.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Only metal.
Only metal.
Maybe that's why it's like I don't remember the name of the group. Who cares?
No one cares about their group.
So they asked. They had Destroyer 666 play at their festival that they were kind of hosting. Which, if anybody knows anything about Destroyer 666, is they are going to, if there's something there that they can exploit, they're going to do it. And they did. And that's why this club owner didn't want them playing. Should I even say what he said? I guess I have to.
Go ahead.
He said that, oh my God, it's terrible. I mean, it's pretty bad. But I think it was about the Me Too movement. He said, like, I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the actual quote in front of me, but he said something about These Me Too cunts just need to get a hard dick. And of course, why is he saying this? Because he knows the group's to there.
Piss people off.
He sure. knows the group's yeah. there, yeah. and he wants to piss people off. What's the better way to piss people off? Nailed it.
Yeah.
So, happened in Europe. And these guys are known for that. They're known to say stuff that's going to anger people. That's their job. So they come all the way over here, and somebody tells the owner, well, did you know they said this? So then the owner's like, I don't want them here. So.
I'm part of the Me Too movement.
Right. It's ridiculous.
It's gotten a little.
It has gotten out of hand. And now there's just a big attack on the black metal scene with everything. And I know we talked about that before with Taki, with him coming out on stage in Germany wearing a, not wearing, with a swastika painted on his chest.
Yeah.
Because he's in Germany.
To piss people off.
He's there to piss people off. What better thing to do in Germany? You need to piss Germans off. How are you going to do it? What's the first thing you're like, I have to piss these people off. What can I do? Ooh, swastikas.
Yeah.
That'll piss them off. And he even said it fucking backfired. So I can only imagine what happened to that dude if he came out and said, oh, I shouldn't have done it. You know, you know what I mean? So people that this Antifa bullshit, all these fucking organizations that are attacking stuff like that, you don't understand. As far as black metal goes, that's what it's about. Pure hatred. Do they believe in what they do or what they say? Probably 50-50. There's probably half of the bands don't, and there probably are some that do. You know, what can you, you know, you can't, yeah. I can't say that none of them do. I'm sure some of them believe in that bullshit, but most of them don't. It's a fucking, it's them poking you with a stick to piss you the fuck off.
Here's my thing. It's such a random person. Like, why, who cares?
Like, what do you mean? Like, the band?
Yeah, I'm not saying they're not well known or not like that, but it's just.
Well, in according to the rest of the world, they're not.
It's not like President Trump said that, you know. Or,
right. Pretty much like we said, nobody of real importance, maybe, is what you're getting at.
Yeah.
No offense to the guys.
Politically.
They're musicians.
They're
just musicians.
Or anything. Yeah.
And yeah, probably 90%, maybe 95% of the world doesn't even know who the fuck they are. So is it worth it? Is it worth going after these guys and trying to beat up? I mean, have you heard the music? Do you think they're out there making millions of dollars? No. But they don't care. That's what they do. That's what they love to do, and that's what they do.
Yeah.
But motherfucker, man, it's just it's like killing the scene. I mean, not that there's much over yeah. here, but yeah. but it seems like any heavy, super heavy band, especially just with the black metal bands, if there's one little thing they've done in the past, now they're being called out on it.
Yeah.
Which, like we have said, how many times have we listened, known this stuff about these bands for years?
Yeah.
And we're like, man, that's crazy they did that. That's fucking nuts. But you're not like, oh, my God, I'm not going to listen to these guys. But I think, I mean, it's just more and more. It's somebody else, like it was, so we had Taki, and then Destroyer 666 now. There was another.
What was that one Polish band that got accused
there,
of
there you go.
Gang raping a... girl.
Decapitate it.
And then later on she was like, oh no, it never happened.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they released what happened, but apparently dropped the charges.
Oh, she's dropped charges. So,
which means like they started putting pressure on her and she's like, I'm getting caught up in some shit.
Or
I'm out.
Just gave her some money.
It's possible. Nah, they didn't give her any money.
No, they don't have money to give her.
No,
they're not Polish, you're right.
They're in a metal band called Decapitate It. So, yes, there was another one. And guess what? That was all over the news outlets in the metal world. You know, Decapitate It, kidnapped some chick and gang raped her on their tour bus. When it gets all dropped and everything's cool because they didn't do it. Did you hear that?
Nope.
Did they come out and fucking spread the word about that? No. These fucking poor guys. Do you think they'll ever come back to America? I sure as fuck wouldn't.
No.
Like, well, we can't tour there. You say hi to a chick and she's going to fucking accuse me of raping her? Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's horse shit. And you know, it's just, Can you imagine what it was like for them being in court? Oh, these guys, their band's named Decapitate It. Oh, they did it. They definitely did it. So it's like the poor guys had everything going against them. Now, I'm not saying there wasn't, you know, I'm sure two of them railed her at once. I'll bet that happened. But I think it was consensual.
Consensual.
There you go. Sorry, I can't talk today. Been too many episodes already. You know, whatever happened, why ever they maybe told, who knows, kicked her off the bus and then she got all pissed off. And, or maybe her boyfriend found out that she said she fucking was raped. Who knows? You know, I don't know. It's just getting old. I mean, I don't know why there's just this big attack on the metal community. And then, like, when we went to Kansas City to see Watain and Destroyer 666, Watain had did the same thing that Taki did, except they were worse. They put on, didn't the guy put on a shirt that had swastikas on it?
Yeah, I think
after the show, he was like walking around in the fucking crowd with it. Not part of
the show.
The show.
Yeah.
But a month later, or that was years ago. But Taki got kicked out of that same club that we went to go see them at, to go see Watain. And Taki got kicked out, but nobody said anything about Watain being there. It's like, what's the fucking difference?
I don't know.
Steve. You have no opinion?
That's heavy shit, man.
That's bullshit.
Brendan, what do you think?
Don't hide
your swastika tattoo.
But did you hear that the Watain's touring guitarist has left the band, left the tour, whatnot, because of some old photograph of him giving a Nazi salute from some other band that he was in?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's like a week or two ago that happened.
So we got to see him before he left the show?
Yeah.
No, I had no idea. Look, let me explain to people that don't.
You know what would help these guys? Let me tell you what would help these guys. If they just wear shirts with rainbows
and swastikas
and just gave the peace sign.
I'm going to explain something to our listeners right now. Because there's probably, we have a bunch of listeners that don't know anything about black metal. Yeah. Most of these bands that you're hearing that we're talking about that they're getting in trouble for all this shit are from Europe. They're not U.S. bands.
Yeah.
So the swastika over there is a completely different meaning.
Ah, it's different.
It's different. Here, it's just complete racism. It's a black and white thing. There, yeah, it's anti-Semitic.
It's anti-everything.
I mean, the blacks and whites are in there, too. That's further down the list. Sure. It's anti-Semitic. That's where it originated, Europe. They were going around killing Jews, not blacks. They would have got to them.
Are you going
to
give me a history lesson?
Yeah, I'm giving these people a history lesson. So it's different. That's why they're not over here doing it, because that would just be a whole different. It doesn't mean the same to people here. I know it's all bunched together and it does mean the same,
yeah,
but the fucking people here, to be honest with you, you see a swastika, you think, oh, he doesn't like black people. Well, it's more than that. We've turned it into a white and black thing over here. In Europe, it's a whole bigger thing.
Sure.
You know, so it's just, you know what I mean? It's like, that's why they do it. I'm trying to think of something we would do here to piss off people just in our country. You know what I mean? Like, what would we wear that wouldn't really mean the same somewhere else? Like, we turn that into a black and white thing. Over there, it's not just a black and white thing. It's a whole nother. I mean, it's actually way worse because it's on a bigger level. But that's why they do it, because that's a time that they don't want to fucking be reminded about over there. So what's the most evilest thing you can do in Europe? Swastika would probably be it. Because pentagrams aren't doing it anymore.
It's not really legal over there either.
No, and it's not. And that's another thing.
I think most countries.
Yeah, in Germany, it's definitely not. So that's another reason they're doing it. They're being super crazy about it. Yeah. That's why they're doing it at shows and not fucking wearing it as a cape and running down the fucking street. Because are they going to get arrested? Probably not.
They could.
But they could, technically. If someone said, fuck this guy. And maybe that's why he said it went horribly wrong. Yeah. Maybe that fucker got arrested after the show. I don't know. I don't remember. I never looked into it that much. But I'm not condoning it, but I'm not condemning it either. It's all a show. It's supposed to be to piss people off.
I don't
off.
Think it's as serious as everyone wants it to be.
No, they're trying to make it to where it is serious, but it's not. It's just not. I'm sorry. You want it to be. They want it to be, but it's not. They just got up that day, they're in the backstage and they're like, okay, we're a black metal band. Big crowd here in Germany tonight. Man, I really got to get this shit going. I got to get these motherfuckers riled up, get the hatred going, because they're going to remember me now. They're going to remember my fucking band. How do I get them to remember my band? Give me that shoe polish. I'm going to put a fucking swastika on my chest. And I'm going to go from the, all right, swastika on the chest, that bottom, yep, right there, go down and do an upside down cross. I just covered everything. Cool. Let's go out and do this. Then they came out off stage afterwards. We're like, we shouldn't have done that. That was a bad idea.
They seem mad.
They seem really mad. I mean, I thought they were going to get mad, but these guys are fucking pissed. Get the makeup off because we're not going to be able to walk out of here with the makeup on. You know, get the corpse paint off. Give me that red. I'm shaving my head and cutting all my hair, long hair off so that way they don't even know it was me. No, wait, I can't shave my head. That's wrong. That's completely wrong because then they'll think I'm a skin. Fuck. I don't know what we're going to do.
Give me a nice crew cut.
Give me a crew cut or you put your hair up into a man bun and then we're going to sneak out the side door. So I mean it's trust me, these guys aren't, I mean, I know there probably are some that really believe it,
yeah,
but that's in every asshole, I mean, in every genre of music, whatever. But sorry,
you done bitching yet?
Yeah, I guess. No, I'm not, you know what? I'm just tired of the attacks. If you don't like it, don't go to it. Don't go to it. You know what I do when bands come through here and I don't like? I don't fucking go see them.
Here's my thing, like, all these attacks on anything is how public it has to be. Everyone's got to know you did this. It's like, if you don't want them playing in your club, then don't play them in your club.
Then don't fucking book them.
But then don't call the local news channel and tell them, hey, this is what happened. This is what I, you know what I mean?
Right. It's just and like, that's exactly what the guy did in San Francisco.
And you can't get away from it with social media bullshit. I guess you can't. Not do that almost, but I don't know.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a club owner. Maybe it's not even the club owner that decides this.
Yeah.
You're the guy that works for the club that sets these shows up and dates. Mm-hmm. Club owner says, okay, the whatever this black metal bullshit is, these bands that are all over the social media right now because they think they're racist, or I'm just assuming they are because I don't know anything about the genre. Any black metal bands come through here or asking to book here, look into them and see. If they have any bad history, I don't want them here. Just deny them.
Yeah,
that's all you have to do.
Yeah, keep it at that.
Come in. Oh, we're going to be in town on this date. Are you available for us to play a show? No.
Yeah.
Okay. And they move on to another club. You don't have to be like, book them. And then a day before, they're like, these guys are fucking racist pigs. I'm fucking kicking them out of here. And they're like, no, it's not. That wasn't even racist on the it was a sexist.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that's okay, but there's this kind of like, dude, you don't know what they look into their history. Every show they play, if they can piss you off, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Especially if they're at a festival. I think that's what they're known for, isn't it? I think it's always the festivals they get in trouble for. Well, it's the biggest crowd.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything obscene when we seen them, but it was nobody there. Who are they going to piss off?
Were you let down?
A little bit. I was hoping he was going to talk shit to us.
Yeah,
I was hoping he was going to be like, fuck you Americans. I was going to be like, damn, this is awesome. But
he probably likes coming over here and get away with more.
Apparently not anymore.
Yeah, probably not.
Shit. That's why I hate about it, because now a lot of, you know, everybody's done stupid stuff in the past. Just fucking who cares?
I care.
No, you don't.
Nah, I don't give a shit.
You don't?
No.
Good. go ahead, Brandon. Just go ahead.
I was going to say we should play some music.
No.
No? So evidently, Brendan's done with the conversation.
He's done. He's tired of it.
Go ahead and play some music, Brendan.
Okay, let's play something by Grave Huffer. This is Destroyer of Worlds. Yeah! That was Destroyer of Worlds by Gravehuffer. They are from Joplin, Missouri, and they can be found at gravehuffer.bandcamp.com.
Excellent band. I really like these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Something everyone can enjoy.
Yes, I agree. And if everything goes as planned, I think next week we'll be interviewing them. Not our real time when this episode airs. Travis got nervous. He's like, fuck, I got to come over here next week and do?
I got shit to do.
No, when this episode comes out, the next episode after, okay, we should be interviewing. Unless something changes.
All right.
And I have to put it on a different day. But I'm excited to sit down with these guys from Joplin. Right, those are our neighbors.
Joplin, Missouri.
Joplin, Mo.
People don't know where Joplin. You can't just say Joplin. First of all, there's probably 50 Joplins, one in each state.
No, it's the only one in the world.
Are you sure?
I promise.
Really?
No, I don't know. I'm just making shit up. I imagine whatever towns are in Illinois, they exist in every other state, too.
Yeah, when you get like
Springfield. Because there's an O'Fallon, Missouri.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's an O'Fallon, Tennessee.
Yeah.
They're just, yeah.
What the fuck's O'Fallon even mean? O'Fallon. What's the story?
How do you not?
That?
You don't really know what it means?
No.
Seriously.
Why the fuck would I care?
I have no idea what it means either.
Brendan, what's it mean?
I don't know.
What the fuck is a Belleville?
But it's
beautiful
a Ville.
City?
No, a Ville. You know, you get all these Villes.
That's fine.
It's some,
Jacksonville.
It's, yeah.
Or
it's,
whatever. What's,
yeah, it's
what
just
the fuck
some
is a Belleville?
It's just it's some guy. His name was Bell.
Bell means beautiful.
Oh, fuck.
Kind of a misnomer.
You know what I mean, though? All the Villes is just whoever found this.
Okay, okay.
That's his name with a Ville. Right, Ville was on the end. I don't know how that became. But anyway.
Anyway. The next song we got is called Stuck in the Way by the band The Broken Company.
Living divided, you're a little deeper, you're sleeping divided.
That was Stuck in the Way by The Broken Company. They are from Brooklyn, New York, and you can find them at thebrokenco.com.
Wake up, Steve.
Oh, God damn it.
Did you fall asleep there for a minute?
I did. Just because we've been doing this for so long.
Yeah. Been over here all weekend.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to come over here Friday.
Why?
That was my wife's idea.
It was fun. I'm glad you guys came over.
Yeah, it was cool.
I was going to call Brennan and tell him to come over too to listen to music, but then I figured he ain't going to do it.
No,
he ain't. I knew you had to work Saturday.
I got to work in the morning.
Yeah, so.
It's bullshit, Brennan.
I got better things to do.
Wow.
Man, what a dick. It was a good time, though. The pizza was good. Those beers were good.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that the Belgian one was my favorite.
Which one?
I don't remember.
The first one we had?
The first one.
Yeah.
That was my favorite. That was really good.
That was a real beer.
Yeah. It was good. I'll probably buy some more of that. We need to go to that German place. I don't know the name of it. Yeah, I want to go there.
You want to go to Germany?
Been to Germany.
Oh, why didn't you go?
To what? To that? I was like in fucking sixth and seventh grade, bro.
Oh, okay. Well, we can go.
Yeah,
are you talking the one in Germany or the one in Belleville?
The one in Belleville. We'll start off small. Let's go to the one in Belleville, and then we'll fucking go to the one in Germany
see
later.
See if we like it.
Yeah, if I like that one, then I'll go to the real one. If I don't like it, fuck it.
I'm sure they're alike.
Yeah, we should go up there on a... What time do you get off on a Saturday, Brennan?
It depends.
You think they have, like, hot beer races up there?
They better have fucking blondes with their damn hair and pigtails and their tits hanging out.
Overweight.
I'm fine typically. With that. Yeah, that's fine. Just saying, they want to be German. God damn it, I want the fucking real thing.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll keep a Stein in the little locker for you. Like in the real Hofbräuhaus. In the real Hofbräuhaus, you can get your own Stein. And it's always yours. So every time you come back, they get your Stein.
Really?
And it sits in a locker. Yeah.
What if you never come back?
Then you wasted a bunch of money. It costs money.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's like $100 or I don't know what. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that's
okay.
Your loss.
Okay.
But I guess.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Walk in and be like, point at yourself. Yeah. You know, and they're like, oh, fuck, that guy again. Get out and they get your Stein out and they're spitting it and go and fill it up.
Spit clean it.
Yeah. Fucking asshole. Fuck this guy. No, we should go up there. On a Saturday when you get off, like,
yeah.
Call me during the day. Like,
is it open? Or, open? Because it was just like a soft opening.
I'm not sure if it's open. Open. It? I heard it was open. That's all I. But I don't.
Yeah, but it was only like one day a week or something. Or
okay.
It was.
Well, if it's gonna be one day a week, it'll be a Saturday.
But see, like, I want to go to it, but only several months after it's been open.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't want to go right now. Maybe like this summer.
So many cocksuckers up there trying.
Yeah, let's go there like the summer sometime. Pick a day. Say let's go this Saturday, and then. Brendan can text us throughout the day on what time he thinks he's going to, like, oh, yeah, it looks like I'm going to get off around 5. All right, cool. We'll meet you up there like 6 or something, or we'll go get a spot and meet him up there. That'd be cool.
Cool.
Go there and drink some German beer. And
you know what? We didn't ask Hayes about beer up there at all.
Oh, we didn't.
We should have.
God damn it.
Have you ever had that beer?
Let me call him back.
You ever had that beer called Moose Drool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moose Drool. Yeah. They're,
it's not a Canadian beer. No. It's something up in Wisconsin or something north.
Yeah, it? Which one have I had?
I forget who makes it.
Who brews it? I'd have to look it up.
Yeah,
he's going to look it up right now. I've had one of them, and it was a, it was a dark beer, I think.
I thought most of their beers were dark.
But, I mean, it wasn't like their IPA or nothing. I can't remember if it was, unless it's the Moose Drool, only one style. I thought they had different styles under the Moose Drool.
Oh, different styles of Moose Drool? Not
Big
that I know.
Big Sky Brewing Company.
Okay.
From Montana.
Yeah, so that
okay.
makes sense.
What, is Moose Drool a bunch of different beers?
No, it looks like just the one.
Just the one? Oh, okay. The one.
What
is
what
it?
I thought.
What is it, the style?
Brown ale.
Yeah, that's it. I knew it was a dark, like a brown, but I couldn't remember if it was just a brown ale. That's good. I liked
it. Yeah, that was good.
I thought it was like Moose Drool was a line. Like you get an IPA. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no.
Okay. That's what their brown ale is called, is Moose Drool. Yeah. Okay. Sorry to disappoint all my beer friends. They got their hands over their eyes and they're shaking their heads like, oh, fuck, you should have known this.
A loser.
They're unsubscribing as we speak.
All right. Speaking of ales, the next band we're going to play is
called the Ailments.
Ayo!
Hey, it's like we set that up on purpose.
We did it.
We really didn't.
And the name of this song is Right to Hate. Right to Hate by the Ailments. They are from Annapolis, Maryland, and you can find them at theailmentsmd.bandcamp.com.
Brendan, do you remember playing them last summer? Do you recognize that name?
I recognize the name, yes.
Yes, we played them. They were on the Savage Mountain Punk Festival. They are also on Snubbed Records.
Awesome.
Yes, we have played them before. Good band. Now, this next band we're going to play... Hold on, let me get my notes here. I'm lost.
Shred Bunny?
Yes. So, our boys in the podcast Rest and Noise turned me on to these guys. They were at their show in Cali, somewhere, and they were posting it on Instagram, and one of the dudes bought the CD or something and, like, posted it on there. I said, ooh, I'll have to check that out, and I wasn't disappointed, so I bought the CD, and we are going to play it, or we're going to play one of the songs on it.
All right, this is Infamous Butcher by Shred Bundy. We'll be right back. That was Infamous Butcher by the band Shred Bundy. They are from Temecula, California, and you can find them at shredbundy.bandcamp.com.
Killer name, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. That's a fucking cool name. That's awesome. Oh, man. Brendan?
Next band.
Yeah, why all not?
All right. Hey. This is going to be Missiles of October playing their song No Brain, No Headache. That was No Brain, No Headache by Missiles of October. They are from Brussels, Belgium. and they can be found at missilesofoctober.bandcamp.com.
Check them out. Get on their page. Get on all these bands' pages and buy their stuff. God damn it. Shit, most of it doesn't even cost. Most of it's free. So, if you like the show, you can find us on iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher. Subscribe, please, so you don't miss an episode. If we want free stickers to the show, we will send you some. Send your address to empathicaradio@gmail.com. If you're in a band, heavy metal, hardcore, punk, aggressive, we're looking for aggressive, send it to the same email address, empathicaradio@gmail.com, and we will get you on the show.
If you don't like the podcast.
If you don't like the podcast, you can get on Facebook and leave a pissy review, because there is that button on our goddamn page. You can also join our Facebook group, which is just called Empathic Radio Group. It's open to the public. If you want to get on and bullshit with us, mainly me, just to talk about the show, talk about music, turn us on to bands, send links to bands for us to check out, man. I mean, that's what we started for, just to bullshit and do whatever. I think that's it. Got one more.
All right. The last band we're going to play is Necro Abortion out of Buenos Aires, Argentina. And they can be found at necroabortion.bandcamp.com. And the name of this song is The Mutation Process.